Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Shir for Women, Shir number 80. In the book regarding Rav Nachman's teachings, Making Every Day Better, he used to say that most people these days are not capable of morally rebuking another person. Because the entire point of rebuke is to correct someone, to inspire them to do better. But instead of achieving this, often when they receive this criticism, this chastisement, it feels harsh and painful for the listener to bear. And what happens is that the words of rebuke, instead of helping, stirs up a bad smell, causing their failings to fill the air. And that's what improper criticism does. And it weakens the person instead of strengthening the person. You may even push the person further away from the Derech HaYashar, from the right path. So it's a very important, if you're debating and you feel that you'll be after 120 accountable by not speaking up when you were supposed to, you ask a Shaila about it. And of course, when you're dealing with a family and with children and with husbands and wives, sometimes you do have to express things. You can't leave things to be totally hefker and totally loose. You have to have boundaries and you have to do certain corrections, but you have to be very careful. And the purpose, again, is to inspire and to strengthen and to be truly compassionate. You have to realize that even when it's necessary, like by a child or children, different ages of children, you need to correct a child or a teenager very delicately, very carefully when you're doing it. And now, if it's an adult that you feel close to and you have a kind of a relationship where you could both be honest with each other, you have that deep friendship, then you can offer suggestions in a gentle, positive way, sometimes indirectly. You know, don't think just because you're close to somebody that I could say everything that's in my heart in the way I want it. No, even with best of friends, you have to have certain tact and delicacy. So you have to be extremely cautious not to hurt someone's feelings, not to cause them to be alienated, not to push them away. Again, it's so often in most cases, it's better to avoid correcting other people. It's better to just indirectly through inspiration. Even if you're a mentor and a mentor or a Rebbe, a mentor, and they choose you as a mentor and they come for advice, you have to be delicate when you're giving that advice. So that's all very, very important, Yisaidais. So, and you could daven for this. This is part of asking Hashem for Eitzes, asking Hashem for Chachma Bina V'Das, to give you the ability to learn how to give constructive criticism when you have to in a healthy way. That's lesson number one. Another lesson is the idea of the power of eating food in a healthy way through a bracha, and the power of the bracha enhancing and influencing the food that you're eating. Rav Nachman teaches that Hashem put cures for things that ail us into anything and everything. Medicine contains healing energy we need. Ear contains healing energy that we need. Bread and water contains healing energy that we need. So before we eat the chazal, our sages told us to make the appropriate blessings for those specific foods that we're supposed to eat. For an apple, Bar Priya Eitz. For a banana, Bar Priya Adama. For water, Shakal Nia Bidvarai. These blessings are a catalyst. They're the verbal formula that the power is invested in us by the Chazal, through Hashem directly, that brings energy into the food. The blessing of thanking Hashem for the who is the source of the food brings us to a great deep awareness of where the food really comes from and opens up the light and sparks of godliness in that food into us in a very special way. The bracha really does that, and our kavana while we're eating it does that. So when we take a bite and the food is kosher, it has spiritual molecules, so to speak, and it's activated by the bracha we make beforehand. And then after the bracha, after the eating, you make a bracha achrayna. It unlocks the bracha achrayna, literally unlocks healing energy that gets released as we digest the food afterwards. So the bottom line is this what could motivate us to make be more careful with making brachos before we eat and after we eat, because what we're doing actually is we're tapping into tremendous power of the food, bringing light into our souls, into our bodies, through the food we eat, if v'kavanas al l'shem shemayim, and it's activated by the bracha. And combined with the brachos is the emuna and betachin that only Hashem is the true source of healing. It's not the food itself. All healing comes from Hashem. So that doesn't preclude a person from taking a medicine. He has a headache and he takes an Advil, whatever it is. You take that medication. The mitzvah, it's ishtadlus, and that's what you do. But while you're taking that medicine, recognize it's the koyach Hashem that's healing you. The koyach Hashem, Hashem just works through teva, and he put the oyer of his energy, of his light, into the medicine. That's the vehicle. But it's not the medicine be'etzem that's healing you, intrinsically that's healing you. It's Hashem's light and his gezeira of the Ani Hashem Raifecha. That is what indeed is healing you. It's a very fundamental yesod in how to transform our lives as we're eating, as we're drinking, as we're taking medicine that we need and could take. But we recognize that it is coming all from Hashem, and that really brings out the best in us, and it enhances our whole Avodas Hashem. It puts meaning into everything. So this is a very healthy way, by the way, for people who always struggle with weight and overeating. And I know I'm an emotional eater, and I have to work very hard to lose weight. And, you know, Baruch Hashem, I did, in you know, to a significant degree. What really helped more than the diets itself is the lifestyle change, of course, of changing your mentality. And a lot of it is just having a healthier relationship with the food. Recognize what achila is, similar to what we discussed in this Rav Nachman meditation over here, that food is a vehicle where the light of Hashem is within it, that brings out our potential and holy sparks that comes from that food, that activates us when we say the bracha before, say the bracha afterwards, and as we're eating it, l'shem shemayim, you can enjoy the food. As a matter of fact, if you enjoy the food and you have akaras hatayiv to Hashem as you're enjoying it, that also enhances it in a most beautiful way. And this makes the eating process an enjoyable in and of itself, not connected to the stress and anxiety or the overindulgence and so on and so forth, where it's an enjoyable experience, but at the same time, you're doing it in a very healthy way. So to review the two lessons that we brought in this particular shir is, number one, to be very careful when you try to criticize, when you need to do it very delicately and carefully. Very often you need to avoid it or do it in an indirect way or bring it out in a positive way. Very, very important. And the second insight is how you could truly enhance your Avodas Hashem by making brachos before you eat and after you eat. And we didn't discuss it in this shir much, but there is a lot of talk and Torah about Berachas HaMazon itself, especially Berachas HaMazon. Now that's a Dairaisa, especially if you're satiated, you had a full meal, and you bench after you had that meal, that's a dairaisa. That's a direct dairaisa of v'chalta v'sarvata uveirachta es Hashem aleikecha. And Berachas HaMazon brings tremendous bracha to a person. You read it slow. It gives you a emuna pshuta in how Hashem feeds you and supports you and sustains you. And parnas is connected to Berachas HaMazon. The whole connection to Eretz Yisrael, and the whole Hakaras HaTayiv that's brought down there, the remembrance of Yerushalayim and all these tremendous brachas that are there in Berachas HaMazon. And it becomes an Avodas HaKodesh. So there's nothing wrong with enjoying the food, growing with Hakaras HaTayiv to Hashem for giving you all that beautiful, wonderful food, but accessing those holy sparks by making the brachas before and after and eating, even as you're enjoying it, with full of Hakaras HaTayiv, recognizing it's the light of Hashem that's sustaining you and giving you that koyach. Brocha v'atzlacha.